Today is Tuesday, the 31st of July, 2018, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Geeky Gay. This is a personal journal of me. My name is Adam, once again. And, so today we're going to play the second half of my June Pride 48 little show that I did with Auntie Vera. But I did want to talk about something. So, you know, I've been a podcaster for, I've been a podcaster for probably 10 years at this point. Between 8 and 10 years. I don't know the exact. I could go back, assuming I could find the files, and look at the MP3s of when I did my very first podcast. And I don't know exactly when that was, but I believe it was, you know, between 8 and 10 years, something like that. And I was, you know, something made me think of a podcaster, a radio host named Liz Wild. And when I was in Dallas, I used to listen to the show called The Russ Martin Show. And he moved over. He was on some, like, music station, and then he moved over to some talk station. It was called Live 105.3. Anyway, and so they had this show on called at night called The Liz Wild Show. And I think it was syndicated. I think it was out of Ohio or something like that. But anyway, and I didn't even really listen to it, but I just remember her being kind of a pretty woman. And she always had she's a blonde, but she always had her hair dyed different colors and braids. And I don't even know what made me think of her today. But I was looking. I was like, oh, I wonder what happened to her. I wonder if she still has a radio show, et cetera, et cetera. And I was looking, and now it seems like she's living in Florida. She has less followers on Twitter than I do. She has less followers on Facebook than Pride 48 or I do or something like that. You know, she probably hasn't done the Liz Wild show in, I don't know, 8 to 10 years, something like that. Her tweets are about her selling some craft items that she's making. And that's fine. But I just think, gosh, she was syndicated in 37 different markets from what I read and like all of this stuff. And then now she's living on a river in Florida selling, you know, necklaces that she's made. I don't know. And she still says she's the president and CEO of the Liz Wild Show, but she hasn't been on the air in forever. I was even like, okay, maybe she has a podcast, you know? So I looked, I couldn't find a podcast for her. I looked on Spreaker. She was on there and she had 2 episodes. And I was like, man, you know, I need to do her social media. I need to maybe I should invite her to Pride 48 or, you know, do your show on Pride 48. She's not a lesbian, but I mean, you know, do your show on Pride 48. We have more listeners in Pride 48 than you had on your little podcast that you put out. Anyway, it was just crazy. So just a little bit more info about what I've been doing. So I've just been feverishly getting ready for Pride 48 in New Orleans. And we have a host, John Ong is going to host with me. And we have the pink carpet is going to be hosted by Big Fatty and Zombie Girl TJ. We have, you know, we have something planned for the skit. We are working on events. There is a possibility of a dinner Thursday night, a riverboat on Friday, a breakfast on Saturday at the hotel, and then a ghost tour on Sunday. And those are all still up in the air, but we are going to talk about those and stay to the station. And so none of that's final. So any of you that listen, you know, if anything changes, I apologize. But, you know, that's what we're working on at the moment. I designed lanyards last weekend and ordered lanyards. And so those are going to be coming in another week. And I'm getting the technical list ready. I've got a volunteer. Christina is going to ask all of you guys to do interstitials in between shows. And so I'm getting really excited about it. Like, everything is coming together. It's going to be really cool. We had another podcast sign up just yesterday. And so two more people are going to be attending and another show. So that's really cool. And I'm still unpacking some boxes for the studio. So here in the house, we've moved in and I'm enjoying my hot showers. And there's nothing really to complain about right now. We're really enjoying our new house. And so everything's going well. My birthday is coming up. And I'll talk about more. I'll talk about that more on my next episode, probably, if I remember to. But I'm turning the big 40, and I'm not dreading that, but I'm not necessarily looking forward to it either. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a catch up with me, and then I wanted to turn it over to my former self from back in June with Auntie Vera. So let's pick it back up where we were when we left off. So the other thing I like about Canada, this is, again, not a good segue, but we were actually talking about Canada.
Yes, we were.
Is and I, look how long that stayed in my brain.
And look at that, glass is almost empty there too. So you've had your share of sweet wine.
Yeah, my lips are actually sticky.
Well, that's really none of my business. I thought Mark was gone.
That's how sweet it is.
Okay.
If you spill any of it, like if it dribbles down the side.
This is getting better, yes.
And then you pick it up and then a little bit of that juice gets on your hand, you know, and then you've got sticky hands.
I hate when that happens.
I hate it. So we go, I've been to Victoria, Canada several times.
And I don't know. Is that an island?
Yes. Well,
I want to go there.
I'm going to say something wrong, but it's Victoria Island. I don't know if there's more of Victoria that's not an island, but it's Victoria Island. And so we go to Washington State, and then you get on a ferry, which I also love.
Yes. Nothing better than climbing on a ferry.
I know. It's great. And you take the hour ferry ride to Victoria, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's, we go to this, sounds really like a retiree thing to do. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Fucking shit. You're talking to a 62-year-old fart retiree. Motherfucking punk kid.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, and I really enjoy it. But one of the things we do when we go there is, and I've been with my parents both times that we've gone, is a place called Bouchard Gardens. And
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's, I'm sure it's famous. I don't know. I didn't know about it. My stepfather is from Washington State, so he knew about it. But it's this huge, I don't know how big, but this just huge area of land that they have all of these various, gardens. So like one will be a bunch of roses and it's all landscaped. Like, I mean,
my husband would love that so much. He's a gardener and insane for growing things.
Oh, I was muting myself so I could put my wine glass down, and then that's exactly when you paused.
I know, and I think you're much too concerned about sounds. No one would care that they could hear your wine glass sitting down. Jesus, you couldn't mute yourself for fuck's sake?
There we go.
Because it lends itself to the moment, to the reality. It's as if they're sitting with us, right next to us with a glass of wine chatting.
Behind the bar, maybe. I don't know.
At the end of the bar.
Oh,
fuck my hole.
We shouldn't have said it. Oh, we shouldn't have said it at the end of the bar.
All right. Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Love it. Did it again.
Right.
Did it again. You need to return that. When you're done with the old gal, you send that mechanical back with her. Anyway.
I just want to know.
There is a God.
He's called three times now.
Yeah.
Has he had a point?
Has the man ever had a point?
Like,
for
fuck's
sake, he's been doing this for what? How many? 10 years? He's never had a fucking point for 10 years.
I mean, but what was he calling for?
A God only knows. And you know what? If there were a God, he wouldn't tell us. So I don't fucking know.
I mean, seriously, all he has said, it's like three calls, and all he has said is that I'm talking to you, and it's good that I'm taking care of the elderly.
Yes.
And he's mentioned the thing cutting him off. And that's about it. Like, there was
there's a lot of this.
It wasn't like, you know, Adam, here is why I called. Here's my point. Let me go through the bullet points of topics that I wanted to discuss.
You're asking an awful fucking lot from that moron. I say that with love. I say moron with love because asshole is so, you know, harsh. So I do say moron with love.
So anyway, Canada, we'll just ignore that call from Fatty. But so Canada's beautiful. You guys should seriously, actually, no, this is it.
Okay.
I'm using my hands and I
can
know.
See. I love
like,
it.
No one, but this is it. This is what you need to do. Your next trip.
Yes, which is Alaska.
Oh, is it Alaska? Oh, you've already planned. See, I didn't even, did you talk about it on your podcast?
Not a lot, but I did mention it.
Oh, okay. Well, I either it was on the last two that are sitting on my phone or I didn't. Sometimes I'm doing other things.
Everybody does other things when they listen to podcasts because I will make a particular point out of saying something and explaining something. And then I'll get an email saying, how come you didn't say that about that? And I'm thinking, okay, that must have been when you went potty or when you were turning, when you were turning left and it was a little dicey. And so you lost concentration for a moment because I said that already. So I understand about not hearing every single detail.
Well, I listen to podcasts all day long at work because I do a computer. I do a IT type job.
Yes.
And so I have a little, I really like them. I used to wear like corded headphones that there was a cord hanging down. I had to put my phone in my pocket and all this kind of stuff. And then I upgraded to like these over the ear, but they were wireless. And now I've got the wireless earbuds that go, I mean, they're tiny. And,
aren't you afraid you're going to lose those without a cord on them?
Oh, I thought you meant in my ear. They're not that tiny. Like they're not going to go in my, I am, but I am very, and when I bought them, I talked to I was like, I know within like 3 days, I'm going to lose these. But I've been very diligent about always putting them in the charging case as soon as I take them out of my ear.
Very good.
The only problem is, one of them, the left, has completely lost all volume, and I've only had them for maybe a month and a half. And I read on the Samsung website that this is a problem. Apparently, if you're a person that has a lot of earwax, it can cause, it can get in there. And then,
oh my God, I'd short them out completely.
And they say, don't use Q-tips in your ears. Don't do stuff like that.
Well,
you know,
you can get washing out systems where you don't stick anything in there. My husband has a lot of earwax. As a matter of fact, he has so much earwax that we have a lifetime supply of candles that we've made out just out of the earwax that we pulled out of his ears.
Isn't there like a kit that you can buy?
Yeah.
It's not to make candles. It's not to make
candles. No, it's not to make candles, but it is. It's got liquid in it that you put in your ear, and it supposedly helps to dissolve the earwax. And also they call them irrigators, no pun intended, that you put a little, it's got a little bulb that has, you put water in it or saline or something in it, and you actually squirt it into your ear. Which is, I think, something, not to bring his name up again, but I think he does that to the people that come over and sit in his chair. I think he's got like bulb syringes that he sticks in their ears with, I don't know, hot oil. I don't have any idea about that kinky shit.
But. This is really gross, but when I was little, one of the things.
Listen, sweetheart, nothing could be grosser than you having to move your own turds from a toilet that doesn't work.
I've probably told this story before, but it feels a little bit like earwax. When I was little, my dad used to get really big whiteheads on his back.
Oh, and you liked to
pop
them?
And I liked to pop the whiteheads on his back.
Yes. Yes. That is actually, you know, they actually have YouTube videos of people.
No, I made the mistake. Some podcast mentioned that at one point.
I know. Are they monstrous?
And I made the mistake of actually searching for that. And that is the most vile.
It is like, frightening.
Horrid. I mean, these aren't little, just, you know.
No, they're gigantic boils.
Stuff shoots out, and not in a good way.
No.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
There was a movie, a horror movie in the late 70s called The Devil's Rain. And at the very end, the devil's rain comes down and all these devil's disciples melt into this gooey massive. And it looks like one of those giant boils being popped. And that's the crap that comes out of them. It is fucking terrifying. But here we're talking about it. Both of us have seen them. You know why? This is what I understand is why a person wouldn't stop. You know, you're seeing they're getting closer. They're pushing. Why wouldn't you simply stop the video and go watch the Mickey Mouse Club? Instead, you stick with the goddamn video until the end when it explodes and the gunk comes out and you're still watching it.
Then you're the whole time you're like, you know, and
you try to keep your lunch down.
Yeah, it's horrible. But yeah, I did Google a few of those.
Uh-huh.
And so I haven't podcasted in a while because it's been super busy. Well, actually, it's both been super busy and my website has been hacked twice in the past like 2 months.
Fucked.
Yeah, and
who would do that, and what would be the reason to do that? What are they gaining by hacking it?
It depends. It can be anything from just young kids who are bored and want to learn hacking, and you can buy kits. They're called script kiddies, actually, the people who do that don't really know what they're doing, but they go online and they buy a kit that gives them some code, basically, that they can use to try to hack as many websites as they can. And they'll just do stupid shit, like they'll put a picture of a skull and crossbones on your main page and say, you've been owned by, you know, DJ Daddy Hacker, or, you know, whatever they call themselves. I don't know. You know, and mine even put a link to their Facebook page on the hack.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so it was hacked.
Nothing like leaving a calling card.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was hacked twice, and I have to go in, and because I don't like to be sold to.
And what does that mean exactly?
There's a point. I used to talk about going to Wendy's and pulling up to the drive-thru window.
Oh, yes,
and
they would say,
welcome to Wendy's. Would you like to try our double cheeseburger with bacon? And even if that's what I wanted, I would not get that because I did not want to get what they were trying to sell to me.
Wow. This is something deep that we need to look into this, but go ahead.
I don't know. I'm rebellious. So I call in to my hosting provider and I'm like, and they provide they send you an email and they say, we have frozen your website because it's been hacked. And so my feed doesn't work anymore. Like nobody can go to, you know, nobody goes to the website. They just use it for the feed anyway. And none of that works because they froze my website. And so they have this list of all the infected files and you have to manually go in and clean those. But they have a service that does the scanning. Well, when you call in now, they've changed it so that when you call in and you try to say, I've cleaned everything up, I want you to just turn my website back on, it forwards you to this third-party company that tries to sell you their security software.
Gotcha.
I was so mad. I was like, I have already cleaned it. I just want you. Normally when this happens, I call in, they scan it again, they see everything's fine, and they turn it back on. You know, it's all good. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you. So then I finally got someone with the actual hosting company and they said, oh, just dial the wrong extension. Don't dial the one for security. And then whoever answers will actually be able to do the scanning.
That's customer service.
But it's like, oh, I was so irritated. And then it got hacked again and I cleaned everything, but then I haven't had time to even call them back. So my website's been down for like a month. So
all of this to say you haven't been podcasting for a while with good reason.
Yeah. Well, there's that. And then we moved.
Yes. You're in a new place that doesn't have carpet. And that's why you sound echoey.
It is. Well, I'm hearing echo. I don't know if anyone else is hearing echo.
I'm not hearing echo.
I can hear the walls talking to me.
I can hear the walls.
I sound like I'm in a church.
I can hear the walls. I can hear the walls. I'm in a church. Oh, God, that was a feeble. That was a feeble chuckle. You could have at least given me instead of a. Oh, and he's taking a sip of more wine. Mmm. Yeah, baby.
All right. So, okay, so I've been busy, and I don't even know. We've moved.
Yes.
We paid. Because I don't move myself anymore. I mean, we do the packing, but like, I'm not going to do all the lifting, because I used to when I was younger and poorer. I would rent a U-Haul and invite some friends over. And, you know, we would like put everything in the U-Haul. But now we had like a 2,000 square foot condo with all this heavy shit.
Yeah.
And so we decided, because actually our lease is not up until the end of this month, but we decided to move 2 weeks early so that I could be in the new house for Pride 48. And so we did all that. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. But anyway, it's just been super, super busy. And I ordered a rug for my new studio. And the rug hasn't come in because the entire house is hardwood. I think it's fake hardwood, but regardless, I mean, if you look at it from a distance, it looks like real hardwood.
As long as it's sturdy and pretty, yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's brand new. No one has ever lived here. It's a it was a brand new build. It's two stories.
Is it a house? Is it a separate
house? It is a house. Yeah.
And did you buy it or rent it?
We rented it. We're buying next year.
Okay.
So we're renting for one more year. Anyway, so we've been doing all of that, and we've still got to get the old condo cleaned. So we're paying someone to clean it. And this is so funny. We are not the most nasty people by any means, but we are not the cleanest people either. And we have a dog, and you know, her fur gets all over in the corners and, you know, everything and whatever. And so Mark, I tasked him with like interviewing cleaners and picking one. And he took a couple of them he met a couple of them at the condo. And one of them said, "Oh, this is a really dirty,
ow.
This is really dirty. So this is going to take quite a bit of time." I was like, damn.
How rude.
So we've still got that to deal with, but we've got to be out of there. The lease ends on the 30th. So we've got to be out of there by the 30th. And anyway, so that's kind of what's been going on in a rushed sort of manner. But yes. Anyway, so I had something else I wanted to do.
Uh-oh, what's that?
So I have been, all the time you were doing your show.
Yes.
I have been collecting pennies for you.
Oh.
But I never remember to mail them to you.
Well, that's kind of an important, you know, important little part of that whole.
So you can see.
Getting pennies for Vera. Pennies for Vera.
I think you can see this. That. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
And these are just the ones I could find. I bet I have another 8 or 9 that are like lurking in boxes.
You've invested quite a bit in squashed pennies, and I haven't reaped the benefit at all.
So I have.
My God, do you have a version of what I think you have?
So what I have here actually is
Christina's ugly box.
Well, kinda.
Not really.
It's not as beautiful as Christina's ugly box is here, but
actually, I'll tell you what it is. We went to a food festival last night. And there it's where you like buy a ticket and then you get to eat all these different restaurants' food for free.
I like that idea.
And there was a
I don't ever leave the house, so it'd be a difficult sell.
They have free alcohol as well.
I'm there.
and so one of the vendors that was there was a local company that makes candied popcorn.
Oh.
And so they had these little plastic containers of popcorn.
That's shitty portion size.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you're going around. I mean, we spent 2.5 hours going from restaurant to vendor to restaurant.
You were grazing.
Yes.
How fun.
And I actually love that because I'm always the one when I go to a restaurant that I don't know what I want to get.
Yes.
And I want to try and I order too much food because I'm a pig. Well, I am, but I mean, not because I'm a pig.
Because
I want
like
to try everything.
Yes. My favorite meals are appetizers. I love little wonderful. Oh, yeah. And the more elaborate, the better. Yeah, we tapas. Yeah, baby. It's my favorite. So you got a container from the food thing.
Yeah, so I'm just going to put these in, but actually after, I'm going to at some point mail them to you. So we're just going to one.
Wow.
Two.
Wow.
Three.
Wow.
Four. Five.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Six.
Wow. Wow.
Seven.
Wow.
Eight.
Wow.
And nine.
Wow. Thank you. Now mail them, asshole.
Okay, at some point you'll get them, and we just put those in.
Christina's ugly box.
Not really.
No, because the ugly box is here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know. Actually, I'm sure I know what the ugly box looks like.
I wish I had the fucking webcam so you could see it. It's right to my left.
If
literally
only you ever left the house, you could have just like
gone to Best Buy, gone to fucking web, yeah, and talk to people and getting their germs. Oh, oh. No. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Hello. Oh, it's ringing still.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt your little show again, but I forgot to ask the old gal if she could give us an update on how those darling children are doing at military school. We're just inquiring minds want to know, and we just want to know if they've called home or perhaps you've sent them a care package. And if so, what did you put in it? And anyway, and when is Parents' Day? Well, are you going to go see them on Parents' Day? enjoying the show. I'll take my answer off the air if I can figure out how to hang it up.
Oh, God. They died in a fiery bus crash on the way to the military academy. So they're no longer with us, Fatty. They perished in the fire.
I was really surprised because you did take them to some sort of training, right?
No, we had them sent away to a military academy, and they were on the bus. They hit a curve, and an oncoming Amtrak train actually derailed at the same time. It hit a Volkswagen Beetle, which flew into the air. It became airborne, literally airborne, and then smashed into the windshield of the bus. And the bus driver swerved because of the impact of the Beetle on the windshield and actually collided with the caboose of the Amtrak train that had hit the Volkswagen Beetle. They burst into flames everyone survived except the children. They died in flaming pain.
I have a hard time
cursing all along.
I have a hard time believing any of that.
Well, it's just for fat ass's sake.
Because first of all, I think I heard you talking to one of them just when we were doing audio testing.
Is that right?
So, you know, I don't want to throw you under the bus or, you know, yes. Anything.
Oh,
like
don't
that.
Say bus, please. Call it's very emotional.
Or a train or no, it's anything.
Very, it's a very emotional thing. No.
I'm gullible. I'm really gullible because you mentioned you seriously mentioned something on one of your shows about sending them to some sort of
to boarding school
or something like that.
Boarding school.
Well, and I took that to me. I thought, oh my God, good. He's going to be able to travel. You know, maybe he'll be able to come to New Orleans or, you know, something like that. Because
oh, you think the darling children are our real honest to God four-legged dogs?
I think they are. Are they not?
No. Oh, dear Lord Adam.
I thought they were.
The darling children are not. They're just that the ones who always say fuck you when I'm trying to. Our darling, the real life, honest to. I was going to say God. Honest to hydrogen babies are. No, they're here and very well. Very spoiled. I was sending off the children who appeared on my show. Apparently you don't pay really good attention to the show, do you? And your nose is itching now, Tara.
It is. You know what? I've mentioned this so many times. Yeah, I do pay attention, but I'm gullible. And I didn't start listening to your show from the very beginning. Actually, that's what I could do. Is I could actually, because what I'm going to do on the Chew is I keep talking about the Chew, but I'm going to go back to like, I think they have episodes on their website. And if they keep it on there, I think I'm going to go back and like to the very first one and like watch. They did 1,500 episodes.
Holy mother of God.
What I could do is go back to the beginning of yours. Could I do that or are they gone?
I think You can, I don't think they go all the way back to one on...
You have
on,
the files, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, you could give them to me.
I could indeed. You know, and you know why I have those files? Just because also the flat ass mentioned him, Sweet Moose P, recorded everything. And because I was with Mevio.
Oh, and they held you hostage or something.
Yeah, well, what they did is they just all of a sudden they no longer were there. The files weren't there and they wouldn't allow me to podcast anymore. They just shut the door. And so I lost... I don't know how many I lost, but Sweet Moose P had recorded them and he sent me them on a disc. And so I have since downloaded them back onto my computer. On CDs.
He sent them to me on vinyl.
You know, sometimes it's easy to be cruel and sometimes it you can rise above it and not be nasty to people who are not as savvy technically as yourself. I think to be gentle, except for the flat ass. And then we can just nail him left and right.
Oh,
God, you know what's great is the man, because people are no longer podcasting, so they're no longer talking about him. And so he's really rapidly running out of openings for his show. He's going to have at least another year's worth just from our podcast alone.
He might. Well, I mean, he was a big part. Well, I think the reason he was a big part, though.
Oh, he's a big part of everything because he sticks his big fat ass in the middle of it. That's why he's a part of everything. He does it himself, for fuck's sake. Nobody invites this man. He just shows up and says, hey, it's my show. I'm in the middle. Take my picture. I'll drop my mouth way open, lay right in between everybody. Take a picture. Nobody asks him.
You have some feelings on this.
No, not at all.
Why don't you have a seat over here on the couch
and express my glands?
Yeah, well, no, you know, Sydney does scoot across the floor.
Yeah, they do that, and then they leave a streak, and it stinks like Gooch calls it bacon budding because it smells like rancid bacon.
I've never had her
stick your nose up her ass.
Streak. Well, I'm not going to stick my nose up her ass. Well, I think we should.
Only the first time you've said that.
You said you might do something once a month, but I think on occasion we should do like an episode of Geeky Gay like this again, like on the live stream, like we did with Dubious Intent, but for Geeky Gay.
Well, you know, I would love to. I will tell you this, and I mean this sincerely. I am dangerous live because I've had one drink because I didn't want to get so loose that I would say things that I really meant. So it's a dangerous situation to put me on live. And that would be my only hesitation, but I would be honored to do shit with you, darling.
Well, we're running out of time. So I'll have to say thank you for joining me.
It was my pleasure.
Bye everybody.
Bye lovies. Thank you. So, until next time, lovies.
Thanks for listening. Kisses.
I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful, damn it. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful, damn it. I'm beautiful. So beautiful. I'm beautiful, damn it.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.